sir, you're 50 cents off.
You fucking lost that. That's your problem.
Okay, here's 50 pennies. They're just like, will it never stop with you?
It's showtime. Let's kick some ass.
All your base are belong to us.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most expensive podcast. My name is Matt, and I am here with Andy. What's up?
You guys have no idea how expensive this is.
Yeah, we spend a lot of money on this, and in turn, we expect you to spend a lot of money on us.
Yeah.
Wine and dine us, damn it.
I like to get taken out before I get listened to.
How was your week, Andy?
Busy. Lots of work. I'm finally like back there full time. So.
I need to find a job.
What happened to the gas station?
Dude, don't fuck. I hated it.
All right.
Dude, it was fucking terrible.
Skylar was able to do.
I know, and I thought about that. I'm like, fucking Skylar did it. I think it was the people were worse than that.
Probably. Really? Like the customers or the people you worked with?
Oh, a little bit of column A, column B.
Oh, okay. Did you have some tweaking, like customer, or not customers, employees, like that you were like, wow, they do it.
No, but there was this one alcoholic lady that came in all the time buying beer.
Like
all
customer?
All the time, yeah.
Oh, okay.
All the time, multiple times a day.
Oh, man.
She would walk here.
Oh, man.
And it was just like...
What are the chances you think she's on welfare?
I don't know, because she lives, you know, she lives out more in the western part of town.
Okay, okay.
Welfare may not be able to cut it.
True.
For where she is living, but
right.
she might be on something. I don't know.
Oh, okay. I got disability because I was drinking on the job and fell down, and now I have so much money.
I remember for some sort of one job, this guy who was supposed to train us had to, he had like muscular dystrophy or something.
Oh, man.
And his hands, he had the raptor hands that you do sometimes.
Yeah.
But the problem with that is, like, apparently they can't move very fast, so he tripped and fell on his face. And they had a delay training.
Oh, man. Where was this at?
Dial America.
Dial America?
Yeah.
I didn't know you worked there.
Yep.
How long?
Not very long.
What the hell is Dial America?
They fucking call people for, like, serious satellite radio and shit like that.
Oh.
They're just like, hey, you had us 6 years ago, and we'd like you to come back.
Come on. Serious isn't that bad. I got pain door. Come on.
Oh, come on, man.
Come on, bro. We're cool.
So, yeah.
How about your week?
Busy, but fun busy. I was doing things like playing games.
Nice. What'd you play?
Oh, a lot of Civ 5.
Yes. I'm addicted to that fucking game now.
Dude, that game is so fucking fun. Having four players is pretty cool.
Yeah.
When you, me, Leaper, and Tyler played.
We'll have to do that again.
I've never played with four players before. It's supposed to snow again, so, you know, if anything gets canceled.
It's supposed to snow.
Some people say starting tonight, but it could be tomorrow morning.
All right.
And I've heard 1 to 3 and 3 to 6, so.
Yeah, because, you know, that snowstorm that was supposed to shut down Omaha was so bad. I had to work at 7 on Friday, 7 in the morning.
Yeah.
Even with my neighborhood not plowed, my car was fine.
Yeah, I drove to the store the night of, and I was coming back on Blondo Street, and it has a drop-off. There's no buffer room between the road and the hill.
Yeah.
And I didn't know where the drop-off was because of the snow, but I found it. And I kind of veered off a little bit, but I know how to drive. So I didn't instantly crank my wheel back or anything and slam on the brake and spin. So
I got Omaha drivers.
I got myself righted.
Good.
Kept going a little bit slower. Decided I should probably take the speed down a little bit if I don't know where the drop-off is.
It was, I think the reason it wasn't so bad was a little bit of both of the storm wasn't so bad and Omaha was like prepared.
Yeah,
like
they were like fucking prepared.
They were like apocalyptic prepared for snow.
Dude, they dump way too much salt.
Yeah. Have you like that thing just
I feel
spins.
Like it, I feel like it would be effective with like a third of the salt.
Yeah.
Because I would see like snowplows come by and you just see like a cloud of salt behind them. It's like, dude, fucking show some discretion.
the one in my neighborhood just layered the snow with sand. I was like, the sand or the snow's brown now. It was just layered. But it wasn't that bad of a storm at all.
No, got about a solid 8 inches though.
Yeah,
but it wasn't. You know, the couple days before it came, people were like, "Oh, it's gonna be like 13 to 15 inches of snow."
I'm not gonna be able to go to work. I was really hoping, like, I was like, "Oh, please let it be fucking bad," because I did not want to just work a Friday. But that was nice because it was slow as shit.
Yeah, that was always fun. Working in the restaurant business on a snow day. But the thing you don't want to work, working when it's snowing is awesome, but working at a restaurant with, bakery cafe, don't mean to offend you.
Oh. Whatever.
I just remember when I was working there, like, it's not a restaurant! working when tornado sirens are going off.
Yep, we've done that a couple times, me and you.
Yeah, and the thing is, people don't realize what the fuck, like, people come in.
Yeah, I think me and you were working, and it might have been Randy and Al.
Yeah, at least once we've worked together.
Yeah.
But I remember a time when I first started working there that the sirens were going off and someone came in to order some bagels. And the manager at the time was like, no.
Who was the manager at the time?
It was the first Barb, old Barb.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And he was just like, yeah, could I get a baker's dozen?
He's like, what? No. Fucking tornado sirens are going off. I remember the Miller tornado a couple years ago.
Yeah.
I was closing, and I could see the windows moving in and out.
Oh, God.
And Al and Randy were like, well, I think we need to close now. And people were still fucking coming in.
Yeah, people. I don't understand it.
It got to a point where, we let three people come in and get food. All right. But then it got to a point where, like, when the sirens were going off and the sky was green and everything, and people would, like, Randy's like, you can come in, but we're not giving you food.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't get it with.
Yeah.
And it can't be just Nebraskans that do this. There's got to be other states around
us. What if it is just Nebraskans?
It's just Nebraskans. Tornado sirens going off. And, a lot of people are like, when they hear the sirens go off, they're like, oh, they go off all the time and nothing happens. Well, not to you.
Yeah.
But it happens to somebody.
They're there for a reason, and they're being safer than sorry.
Well,
I guess.
And tornadoes are really erratic, you know. Yeah. You can't really predict. Oh yeah, this tornado's gonna go. It's gonna go about 6 miles. It's gonna disappear. So the sirens go off in an area.
Yeah.
And it's like, anyone around here, you should probably take cover.
Get out of here.
I do remember. It was about closed because I only remember like 10 customers being in the store. Oh, okay. Sirens were going off and. The manager at the time, Megan, was...
I remember Megan.
She was like, oh, we got to get all the employees in the cooler. And we're like, okay. And we got the customers, too. Because we're like, the cooler is the safe place to go, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, everyone get in the fucking cooler. So we get in the cooler, and, you know, Megan's like, she wasn't talking. She was just, everyone was just standing there until the sirens went out. And then after the customers leave, she gets all the employees together. She's like, customers are not allowed to go in the cooler. They're supposed to go in the bathrooms during this. I'm like... But the cooler's the safe place. What, are we just going to fucking send them into the bathrooms and be like, hey, well, we're going to take the safe one. You know, this interior sealed cooler.
That thing's like a solid chunk of metal.
Yeah, it's like a shelter.
Yeah.
You guys go hide in the stalls. And she was like, well, they can, you know, they could see the food. And, you know, but what if something's not clean? They're fucking alive. How about that?
See, I always thought it was rules that everybody goes in the cooler.
Well, that's what I thought, too, and I still think that's how it is or how it should be, but she was like, no, they can't go in the cooler. There's just food in there. What if they contaminate the food?
What if there's
a tornado.
What if they see that we have frozen chicken? Because everything is fresh happening. By the way, we're turning into, like, Noodles and Company now because we have 4 pastas coming out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
So it should just be called Panera Noodles and Company.
I should have took all the customers into the freezer so they could see the soup in bags.
Yeah. Our homemade Panera bread soup.
Oh, this is your soup. I always loved it when people were like, oh, yeah, you guys said you're out of broccoli cheddar. Are you guys making another batch? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yup, just put some pinches of garlic in there and mixing it all up with the big wooden spoon. Or do you mean, are we putting the bags in the hot water? Because if you mean the second thing, then yes. The bags are indeed in the hot water.
I always used to like bringing bags of soup up and pouring them in front of the customer, and then I'm like pouring it and looking at them and then just walking in the back.
One time Al tried to throw me under the bus, so I threw him under the bus when it came to soup. The district manager was there, and you know how Al always said, like, you know, pour the soup in and then fill it up with some hot water and pour
yeah,
it into
yep.
Yeah, which kind of made sense because sometimes with the broccoli cheddar, it would just be like porridge.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right.
I remember that because I was taught that was the way to do
it. Yeah, and so I was like, all right, I mean, I get it. Thin it out a little bit. But one time the district manager was there and Al was there and I come out with a bag of soup. I pour it in. I pour some hot water and pour that in too. And I was like, don't water down the soup, brother. And I was like, don't tell me to water down the soup then. Like, don't fucking throw me under the bus.
That's a great response to that.
He did. He openly, out in the middle of everything, just threw me under the bus.
Does it still get you a little bit?
Oh, well, I carried him with me. Are you missing a heart? Andy went to,
in my pocket.
Andy went to touch his heart. What's in your pocket?
Bluetooth headset.
Oh, nice.
All right. I don't know how that got there.
I swear, I don't know.
Let's get some gaming. I got some thoughts and some opinions.
That reminds me of a time I was at Family Fun Center and two ladies were arguing with each other, like, big ladies, too.
Oh, okay.
And they're both wearing Bluetooth headsets.
Oh, my God.
And so we're like, are they arguing with each other? Or
were they arguing with each other?
Yes, they were.
All right.
But the joke was that they weren't. And they were just yelling at whoever was on the other end of the Bluetooth. All right, Andy, let's go into gaming news.
These guys don't stand a chance.
Grab your controller and brush up on your gaming lingo. You're going to need it. This is gaming news on 3-Hit Combo.
Sit down and shut up.
Well, Andy, gaming news. Nothing happened, so we're just going to move on to technology. Sony has announced the PS4. And a lot of things to go with
so
it.
So glad it's not the Orbis. The whole time.
You know, I really didn't think it was ever going to be
the Orbis. Yeah, I didn't think so, but I was like, what if they just fucking throw it for
360
on
the other hand.
Microsoft loop.
Yeah, 360 on the other hand. There's a legitimate chance that console's going to be named something stupid. Because it's like, Xbox is fine, Xbox 360, fine, but then you kind of work yourself into a hole. You're like, ooh.
Yeah. I wonder if they...
Where do I go from here?
There was no forethought in the 360.
No, it was spur of the moment. They're like, look, we don't want to seem number inferior to the PS3.
Yeah.
All right, fuck.
360, every day. Oh!
We did stream the Sony press conference live. Live reactions. It went okay.
Yeah.
The second part went better.
It?
Honestly, it went pretty good after you left. It had nothing to do with you leaving, but right. It got better because a couple people came in, so I was chatting back and forth with them. I was going to upload it to YouTube, but decided not to. Did you see the one guy that came in and he was like, hey guys, nice feed, but could you guys be quiet?
Yeah.
I was like, no.
Yeah, and then he called us a dick or...
Yeah, well, he said something like, well, go fuck your dead grandmother.
Yeah.
I'm like...
if you want to watch this, go to the Sony stream.
That wasn't even imaginative. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It was like, why would you come here, which is obviously our live reactions, instead of going to, there's like hundreds of places streaming it.
Yeah.
It's like you go anywhere else, but instead you're going to come here and then tell us to be quiet. It's like, what?
And tell
no.
us to just fuck off.
Yeah, so then I banned him.
Nice.
But it was so funny. It reminds me of a time I was on Xbox Live and there was three of us there and one of my friends invited some girl he knew and we were talking and then she was like, could you guys be quiet? I'm on the phone. She just fucking came into our party. How about leave the party or mute the headset?
Oh,
what the hell?
So your reactions, Matt?
My reactions. Actually, you can find my reactions on 3hitcombopodcast.blogspot.com.
I like that. All right, let's do this. 3 cons and 3 pros.
Well, what do you know? I actually wrote 4 cons.
Oh, did you?
4 pros.
Nice.
Yeah, at the bottom of my... Because I actually wrote a pretty long post. I don't know how many words it is, but it's the longest thing I've written in a long time. And
I had plenty of thoughts.
But then I broke it down to a too long didn't read.
Oh, okay.
And then it had a love-hate, and then an animated GIF of platypus.
Nice. Oh, okay. I remember the platypus.
Yeah, because at the end of it, I was like, this is kind of serious. Like, I didn't really make many jokes.
Platypus.
You want to do 3 or 4? Because we can do 3 or 4.
So let's do 3.
Let's do 3. Okay. Are we starting with love or hate? Let's start with love.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone's so quick to hate.
Yeah.
The main thing I love is the fucking streaming.
That.
Just being able to just straight up stream your game.
That is, yes, yes, that is up. That is in one of my pros.
Because now, like with streaming a console game, you have to buy a lot of stuff. You know, you got to buy like a PVR to do it, and you should probably have a mixer and a microphone, and just to be able to straight up do it from the console, it's awesome.
I know. And Sony's always been, they're really good at hardware. That's their thing. Mm-hmm. So, oh my God. And the background downloading that chip separate for it, that is nifty.
Yeah, that's really awesome too.
And very cool.
I like how with Gaikai you can try a game instantly.
Yes.
Just drop right into it and try the full game.
Yes.
And if you don't like it, you know, you don't, just don't buy it. But you didn't download anything.
Yes.
So it's not like now where you're like, oh fuck, I'm out of space.
Yeah.
And then you see you have like 16 demos and you're like, oh fuck it, delete all
these.
Delete, wait, delete, wait.
Man, I wonder if the future of consoles is going to be all like streaming.
I can see that.
I really wonder what Microsoft has. Like, I mean, I saw this and the amount of features was ridiculous.
What I think is cool is like they have a lot of features, but like so did the Vita. The Vita had a lot of new features.
That is true.
But the Vita didn't come out with anything that made you want to get a Vita.
Yeah.
PS3 on the other hand has a lot of things set up.
Yes, like
where you will get a you'll get a PS4 and then you're like, oh, and here's two games I'm going to get for it. So I instantly want to play it.
And those games they were showing off that are supposed launch games.
Uh-huh.
Cool.
Yeah, and because no one really gets a console like, let's say the PS3. The PS3 launched with
Resistance. Some Tenchi or, I don't fucking know.
And if you were to do the same thing with the PS4, you could say, okay, here's the PS4. It's going to release with, what's that game? Knack.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to release with just Knack.
Just Knack.
And people aren't going to buy it. Even though you can do a ton of things with the PS4,
yeah,
they're not going to buy it if they don't have a game to play with it. But PS4 does have a lot of games coming out for it that...
Watch Dogs. Holy shit.
That's going to be multi-platform, though.
I know.
It's actually coming to the Wii U, too. They confirmed it.
Just that game in general.
Yeah, that game
Holy
looks awesome.
Holy shit.
I would guess my third thing, it's really not about the PS3. It was about a game. Destiny looks sweet.
Destiny does look cool.
And Deep Down looks cool, too. It's a working title.
Oh, yeah, the Capcom
one. By Capcom.
Yeah. That was a good-looking engine.
Yeah, it looked really good.
That's something that I'm still on the fence about. Like, some of the graphics look good, but it also looks like stuff that could maybe...
I mentioned that in the post. The first few things that they showed, like Killzone and Infamous.
Yeah, Infamous.
Those two I was like, cool, but I feel like the PS3 could have done that.
Yeah.
Whereas like Drive Club and Deep Down.
Drive Club, except for that shitty presentation.
It was such a shitty presentation. I mentioned that like 95% of the demonstration was all about how it looks. And then they drove it for a couple seconds. And like,
but the details were pretty damn good.
Drive Club.
Yeah.
Drive Club. They needed to show more because, I mean, this is the console that has Gran Turismo.
Yeah.
You got detail, that's nice, but Gran Turismo has a lot of detail, too.
Yeah.
I just hit my right-click button, and now it's only the GIF of the platypus.
All right, rock screen. You probably hit view image. Right-click and view image.
But, Andy, what did you not like?
I didn't...
You want me to start?
Yeah.
I got a few.
Right.
I don't like the light bar.
Yeah, it seems unnecessary. It seems something else that would drain the battery of the controller.
You know what? And you know what seems weird? Is like, think if you had multiple consoles. Think how goofy your TV is going to look. You're going to have the Move Eye up there, the Kinect thing, a sound bar, the Wii Motion Plus, and the light bar.
Yeah.
You're going to have all these peripherals on your TV.
Your TV's now a transformer.
So I thought that was...
I could do without it.
I could do without it, too.
Yeah.
I really hate saying the term, like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, because there's a lot of things that aren't broken but could work better. But there just seems like a lot of things that companies are doing that people are not... Like, when was the last time someone was like, man, you know what would be nice? If I could stand up and wave my arms and play this game. But yet the Kinect is being built into the next Xbox, apparently, and the Move was shoved down our throats again.
Yeah.
And they didn't really show anything with it except that the movie exists.
Ooh.
Like, here's some things you could do.
Make a paintbrush.
Yeah. And I thought some of the interfaces were kind of messy. They looked like tiles.
I don't want to say that that's the final. Because when they showed off the XMB, they were or the OS for the PS3, they were like, hey, this is the OS for the PS3. And they didn't mention anything about OS and that. So I wondered if it's still in like a working process.
I hope so, because I hate tiles.
Because they still have a shitload of time before the PS4 comes out. They got like probably, I would say, development time, maybe like September they could stop.
Well, Andy, here's the thing. They said holiday 2013, but they didn't specify which holiday, Andy. It could come out on the 4th of July.
No. Everybody knows holiday 2013.
Okay, it's coming out on Halloween. Whatever.
That'd be cool.
The game comes out on Halloween.
I know.
Trick or treat, PS4.
I know that I'm not going to get one right away.
You know.
And I also, I'm withholding judgment until I see what the Xbox has to offer, too.
If Xbox doesn't have something similar to being able to stream, like the PS4.
Is that a killer feature for you?
Dude, I love that feature.
I said something
that if anything's going to make me jump ship from the 360 bandwagon to the Sony bandwagon, that would be it. And that would be the one that I would jump ship for.
And the cool thing about the PS4 is this year, or this time, it's not going to get shitty ports. Because since it's built on PC architecture,
yeah.
Which the Xbox
Jesus, what
is built
my dog
on,
barking at?
Which the Xbox is built on, and I would presume the new Xbox built on, that the ports can basically be ran on anything. So, oh, and the 8 gigs of RAM, fucking love that.
Yeah, that's nice.
That is going to be beautiful.
Yeah, you know, how much do you think this thing's going to cost?
I don't think it's going to cost as much as the PS3 did. I think they learned.
Yeah, I sure
they
hope
learned
not, because
the hard way with that. Because they just are now making money from the PS3.
So far, from what they've got with the PS4, they've at least rectified some of the things that they did with the PS3 launch in the fact that there's titles people want.
And voice chat.
And voice chat.
That should have been the first thing, like, voice chat! Oh, shit!
Yeah, you know, I didn't even really think about it like that, but
they
they are behind.
Yeah, and I'm glad they mentioned it, too, because that was in my head. Like, while we're watching, I'm like, voice chat. But I also love the ability, I guess it's a neat thing, that, like, you would be able to just jump into my game and, like, watch me and talk to me and all that shit.
Yeah, that'd be that's awesome.
Nifty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the PS4 is shaping up to be pretty sweet. So
Like I said, Sony makes good hardware.
Yeah, I really hope Xbox comes with something. I hope they didn't watch and go, "Oh boy, we are not ready."
What are the chances? And I like, there's just a feeling I have. What are the chances that they are gonna really push the Kinect 2 with the new Xbox?
Unfortunately, I think they're really, really gonna push that.
Yeah,
and unless they have something completely new and actually interesting with the Kinect, it's gonna suck.
All I saw, like rumors that I saw, was that the cameras are 1080, and like the field of view, or like how far you need to be back, was increased so you could be closer, and it would still, so basically wider lenses.
And will it recognize black people this time?
I forgot about that. Because it didn't. I forgot about that.
Because it didn't at first.
But it seems like Microsoft wants to treat the Kinect like the next level of Xbox usage.
Oh my god, what if they call it the Kinect Box? Kinect Box.
What if they just fucking call it the Kinect?
Ooh.
Like, the Kinect is now...
Better save up for my PS4.
Kinect by Xbox.
Man.
Or Kinect by Microsoft. Man, I don't know.
See, and another thing that the PS4 kind of touted a lot was being able to share all your accomplishments really easy on social media and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I feel like all consoles need to scale that back a bit. We don't need that much social media. Like, no one's asking, like, hey, I want you to follow every second of my gameplay on Twitter.
Like, I mean, it'd be cool if, like, in a game, I can, like, tweet something. Like, within my game, I can, like, and I do like the ability, because didn't they mention something that on-the-fly screenshots, too, or something, or on the fly recording, or
yeah,
past 15 minutes I think was
recorded
or something. But it would be cool if you could take screenshots and then use Twitter via your PS4 to upload that and be like, oh man, look at this goofy shit that just happened.
Yeah,
that would be nifty.
That would be cool. I'm just
But I would never, ever hook my Facebook up to my PS4.
Yeah, I feel like I'm getting too bogged down by the fact that everything's connected to your... I tried applying for a job yesterday, and they're like, connect with Facebook. No.
No.
No, I'm not going to connect with Facebook.
Yeah. I don't need people on Facebook to be like, hey, Andy just got a silver achievement. Woo! Uncharted did that. I hooked it up. Uncharted 3, I hooked my... Just for shits, I was like, I wonder what this does. It started updating, like, every challenge that I beat on my Facebook. I'm like, nope, no more for you. No more for you.
Andy paused the game, wondering when he's going to come back.
Hey, there's still a lot of game to play.
If anyone on Facebook can get a hold of Andy, he paused Uncharted. I'd like him to come back.
That'd be awesome. Creepy stalker Uncharted.
So what'd you think about the games? What'd you think about Knack?
Nifty. I think it's one of those games that's going to be used to show off what the PS4 can do right off the bat.
Yeah.
Because in that demo, they were showing how many objects can fly on screen at once, and that game was definitely full of shit flying everywhere.
Yeah. I think Knack's going to be that game where, like, if you have kids,
yeah,
you'll be like, hey, why don't you play this?
Killzone, first-person shooter.
Yeah,
that's all. I might, like, when I get a PS4, it'll be one of those once it's cheaper. Or if everything really depends on how the reviews go too when I buy a game. So if people say, like, the new Killzone's absolutely amazing, then I will probably get it.
You know what I hated? I hated Square Enix's presentation.
Because wasn't it the same one as E3?
It was, but the thing that they did was, they're like, here's an awesome scene from what looks like to be a unique game, but it's not a game.
Yeah.
It's just a video showing what we can do. And so it's like, here's this awesome new look.
Concept.
Yeah, like a completely new game, new concept, new characters. And they're like, but we're not making this. By the way, new Final Fantasy announced at E3. Like, damn it.
Yeah. They're turning it into Sonic. The Final Fantasies, they're just running them into the fucking ground.
Yeah, they really are.
And it's sad. They need to give it to new developers.
Yeah, fucking.
Watch Dogs, really looking forward to that game.
Yeah, me
too.
Holy
crap. The Infamous, I really like the Infamous 1 and 2, so I'll probably end up getting it.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoy that developer. Which I didn't know, those are the same guys that make that made the Sly Raccoon games.
Sly Cooper?
Yeah, Sly Cooper.
Yeah.
I didn't know they made them.
Oh, I did not know that either.
Yeah.
But I never played Sly
Cooper. I'm excited to see what the hell Naughty Dog's going to do with the PS4, because they are an amazing developer. And they'll probably once they're done with that Last of Us, I bet they'll shift over. Because they're the guys who basically unlocked the power of the PS3.
Yeah.
And so to have them on the PS4 with simpler architecture, I guess, they'll be able to kick ass.
Awesome. Yeah. Also, we found out that a new Sony patent has been discovered, which will detect pirated games.
Is that the loading time one?
It is the loading time
one. That's an interesting concept.
And it's actually, there's like a flow chart for how it works. It's like, if the title is, first it asks, is the title within the acceptable range? And if no, they collect your user identification information, then perform a secondary validation. If it's still no, then they'll just block you. Hmm.
It's a neat idea. It's something I would have never thought of because I always remember or blocked that if you hack your PlayStation, you can run everything directly off your hard drive. Mm-hmm. So then it's neat.
Patent was actually filed in 2011, but you know, it's probably for the next console.
Probably.
I'm sure someone's going to eventually circumvent that.
Oh yeah, everybody. It's a constant.
What
up,
about
down.
What's his name? Was it Geohot?
Yeah.
Although he's not supposed to touch Sony products ever again, so
maybe he'll crack the Xbox and then get banned on both. He's like, Nintendo, your play.
You're next, Nintendo. Gets banned from that, and he's like, look what I've done with the N-Gage.
Hey, Atari, are you... Oh.
Dude, Atari should come back.
They filed for bankruptcy, though.
Atari and Sega should come back and make a console.
Oh, my God. Together. The Sega-tari.
Together, and then... They both get bought by Apple.
Oh, my God.
And then Apple makes the iConsole.
No.
Andy, we might catch a glimpse of the next Xbox coming in April.
Cool.
It's just, it's really up to now. Like, PS4 was like, here
they,
you are.
They got to do it before E3 now.
Yeah. But I mean, like, it, I think this generation, the new gen, or the next generation coming, the PS4 and the Loop, or whatever the fuck you want to call
God,
it.
Don't stop with the Loop.
I think it's, I think Sony's trying really hard, because the PS3, I'll admit, that thing was eh.
It came out. It came in with a whimper, and then finally at the end, they kind of...
It took them a while
got
to catch
it right.
up.
Yeah. Started releasing, like, games.
Good games.
Yeah, good games for it.
And... Oh, and another really pro about the PS4. Instant everything. Because their OSs, and I've said it before, slow as shit.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's slow as shit. Oh, I didn't like either that they didn't say shit about PlayStation Network, like what they were going to do with it.
That's true. They didn't mention all.
But they also have E3 to do, and
that's true.
Game Developers Conference, that's a big one too.
I really wish they would have shown at least a prototype of the console.
They got the controller. I was all right with that. I mean, I understand from their aspect, they got to have something else to show off at E3. So
that's true. I don't see why you would have an the console. Hey, the PS4 is coming. Can we see it? No.
I was all right with the DualShock, the new one.
Yeah, it seemed like the next logical step.
Yeah, and I guess it wasn't a complaint, but I was always like, I just wish this was a little longer because it just my thumbs are like this.
Yeah.
So really now that it's a little longer, I think I'll enjoy it. Yeah, sound clip.
Andy, another rumor. The next Assassin's Creed could be set in the Caribbean.
See, a couple months ago, I heard that it was Brazil.
Brazil?
Yeah.
That'd be cool. This came from Blistered Thumbs, who has a source apparently close to Assassin's Creed, so that's why it's a rumor right now. Right. It honestly does go hand in hand with a previous rumor IGN posted to his Assassin's Creed 4 wiki page, which stated that the game would have a pirate theme.
I will say that Assassin's Creed's 3 naval ship battles were so fun. And if they would have made that whole game just Assassin's Creed battleship, I would have been content.
And they mentioned that would be more of an emphasis in the Caribbean.
Oh, yeah.
A lot more naval battles.
Ooh, they were fun. They were fun.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
I played the first Assassin's Creed, and I didn't really get into it.
So you're missing, dude, the Ezio trilogy, which I know you can get for the Xbox for like $25.
Really?
It's two, Brotherhood, and whatever the fuck.
Revelations?
Revelations, thank you. It's that trilogy for like $25, all three games, and those are good. Brotherhood's my favorite out of all of them.
Maybe I'll give it a shot.
Brotherhood's really good.
Andy, you know, a game I kind of forgot about, but I'm still excited for it now that I remember.
It's come out this year.
It's coming out apparently in December. That's what they're
Call of Duty.
No, not Call
what
of
is it?
Duty, Andy. DayZ.
Oh,
the
shit.
Standalone DayZ.
Forgot about those
guys.
Yeah,
we forgot that was going to happen. After posts on the DayZ dev blog, the game's lead, Dean Hall, looks to be planning a weekly installment of new content, such as new weapons, items, and clothes.
Oh,
so
wow.
Weekly DLC for the game. Now.
Oh, I thought. Are you. Like, weekly, like.
When the game comes out, every week, new stuff will come out for
him. Got it. All
right. Now, right now, he's trying to work out the logistics of it. It seems he doesn't want to charge for it, but he knows he might have to.
That's understandable.
He's saying, we are starting our planning process for this, but we don't have any idea how we would monetize it. There are issues with the DLC model that we want to avoid. We're hoping we'll be so successful in sales that we can just release it as a free content update. So he's
hopefully.
Hoping the game sells enough that they don't need the money from these.
I know,
DLC
I'm looking forward to it, so I'll probably...
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, I'm kind of hoping they'll do like a Minecraft thing, like alpha, beta, all that jazz. Like you can pay, like it's cheaper the earlier you get it.
It seems here that they're not going that way.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's fine.
Seems at the very least they're going to release, version 1.0. They also mentioned that you will only be able to have one survivor per account. Communication, on the other hand, will be a little different. It's like a private in-game chat that he says, we've just started development of a basic radio system. If you played Space Station 13, you'll recognize the system. More to follow on that. Wouldn't that be kind of cool? Like, you have a radio, and like you can tune it to a channel and you have to tell your friend like, dude, I'm on channel 12 or something like that.
That would be kind of nifty.
But what if you could lose your radio?
Ooh.
Now I'm
just call you.
Yeah. At the same time, you know, you could be on Skype or anything like that. But that would still be kind of cool, especially if you're playing with someone you're not friends with. You meet someone and then you're on the radio and you lose your radio or your radio runs out of batteries or something like that.
That'd be kind of cool.
All of a sudden you and your friend have to use text chat.
So archaic.
And he also did mention the experience will be entirely new. There is virtually nothing that has been directly ported from the mod.
Oh.
It's an Arma 2 mod. Everything has been redone, and this wasn't our original intention, hence the December deadline, but it has evolved this way. So their intention was to take some things from the mod, but now they've just decided to build it from ground up.
That's one of those games that I'll wait for it. Like, as long as they put out a good product, I can wait.
Hopefully it's better than War Z.
Yeah, I haven't heard shit about that game lately. And it went.
I saw some people playing it. I saw a really funny video of this guy shot a dog, and he went up to the dog, and it said, like, relationship friend, and it was his only friend. It's like, I shot my friend.
Oh.
But, yeah, you know, the developers of War Z, I guess they call it The War Z, not just War Z. But the developers made me not want to play that game because they're kind of whiny.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, we got all these haters out here hating on our game. Like, they're bringing up legitimate concerns, sir. Work on those.
And then he, like, apologizes. Like, I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, it was like a backhand apology, too. Yeah. He was like, yeah, I apologize for how we've been acting. You know, just there's so many haters that they kind of drown out legitimate concerns. It's like, what?
Sir, your use of haters is incorrect.
Yeah, they're bringing up concerns that you need to fix. Andy, that'll do it for gaming news.
Good.
Let's go into technology.
Good news, everyone. We're online.
Plug in, power up, and listen in. Whoa. This is technology news.
Now, Andy, we've talked about the Six Strikes anti-piracy plan a few times.
Yes, we have.
Mm-hmm. That could be rolling out tomorrow, February 25th.
You know who's not on that? Cox.
Are they really not on that? Awesome.
I looked that up.
We only get one strike.
Yeah. They're just the fuck you method.
Yeah. No, we're not doing the six strike policy. We're doing one strike. Don't fuck up.
That'd be scary.
That would be scary. I would shit my pants just getting a cease and desist letter.
Have you?
No, I haven't got one.
Oh.
But, you know, because a cease and desist letter is just basically, dude, stop.
George got one.
Yeah. Actually, I was talking to some friend. He got it for, like, Nintendo or something like that, right? Wasn't that it?
Oh, George?
Yeah.
No, he got his from Cox.
From Cox?
But somebody...
But wasn't it related?
Somebody inquired about it, and Cox was like, yo, and then Cox turned around and was like, hey, dude, stop that.
Because I could have sworn it had something related to do with, like, Nintendo, like, GameCube games or something like that.
No.
Maybe it was someone else then. But I was talking to some friends, and one of my friends got a cease and desist letter for downloading a Britney Spears album.
That's great.
It's like, dude, oops, really?
I did it again.
Oh, that's a dollar.
Yeah.
Dollar in the dollar jar. The dollar jar is up to $2,000, by the way. We're going to buy a new computer.
It's going to be so rad. Or a PS4, if that's how much it is.
Oh, my God. Ooh, then we can pay for it all cash.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I should do that as a running joke. Just start saving cash.
I think you need to keep the joke going.
All right.
You got to buy the PS4 in all cash. So you look like a black
$800.
Guy. One of my friends did mention, he's kind of negative, though. He's like, it's probably going to be like $800. And then I instantly imagined you with a big wad of cash going up.
If it was $800, I would be nice enough to go change it into hundreds. I wouldn't do $800 in fucking 20s. That's a huge stack.
You should do it in all 10s. Do it in all 5s. No. You have like 160 5s.
Let's see. 25 is 100.
Yeah. So would that be right?
20, 40,
165. 60, 80. Yeah, that's $800.
All right.
$165. Jesus. $165 bills. Or $801 bills.
No. I'm not sitting there with that fucking...
Follow me. $1,600 half dollars.
Or 16 million pennies. I don't know. Or wait, it'd be 800 million pennies.
Just go with the half dollars, all right? Bring them in a bucket. No. And then be like, I'd like that PS4. And then be like, do you have money? Like, fuck yeah, I do. I'm going to make it hail. Drop them all on the counter.
Throwing it everywhere. Sir, you're 50 cents off. You fucking lost that. That's your problem.
Okay, here's 50 pennies. They're just like, will it never stop with you?
You're going to have the most lame-ass armored car pickup. So you're going to have a pissed-off armored car pickup.
Who bought a PS4 and all half dollars?
This son of a bitch. I think it was at Toys R Us, too. Maybe I should go back to Toys R Us, too.
Toys R Us. Why'd you go to fucking Toys R Us?
My buddy called me, and it was like 8 at night. He's like, dude, Toys R Us has a PS3. I'm like, oh, shit. So I went there, and it was like 8:30, and I paid in all cash.
Andy, speaking of piracy, which we haven't been speaking of, we spoke about something in between. Yeah. Half dollars, do it.
Yeah.
Some offshore oil rigs have been incapacitated by malware thanks to pirated music and porn.
Oh, that people on the shore downloaded?
Yeah, on the oil rig. According to the Houston Chronicle, more than one of the things that have been plaguing these oil rigs has been incapacitation by malware. Like, basically just shutting the whole damn thing down.
Oh, my God.
And it can be traced back to internet's most common vice, pirated music and porn.
Oh.
The Chronicle relays reports from unnamed cybersecurity professionals that indicate there are plenty of cases in which these literal islands of internet disconnection have been infected, exposing gaps in security that could pose serious risks to people and the environment.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's pretty
cool. That's fucking hilarious. Andy, the carcass of Mega Upload still gets millions of visitors a month.
The carcass?
Yeah, the dead Mega Upload.
Really?
Yeah.
It's still up?
Yeah, you can still go to the site. But it's just like a takedown notice.
Oh, wow. It still gets millions?
Millions. It's actually still in the top 2,500 visited sites on the whole internet.
Oh, my God.
It's at a rank of 2,161.
Wow. A taken down site. I'm starting to use Mega now.
Are you?
Like play with the settings and everything. So far, I like it.
Nice.
The one thing that I know it's part of the feature that you can download everything in your browser. Kind of don't like that. I actually liked having a media program because then it gave me settings. Like once it's down downloading, shut off my computer. That was a nice setting.
Yeah.
But I can't get that with the new Mega. So everything's cloud. But it's fast. Very fast.
That's good. I still have yet to check it out.
Yeah, I get about 1.1 megabytes.
Sweet.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. Andy, you know something you never see at a tech trade show?
Boobs. No, you always see boobs.
Yeah, you see boobs.
Yeah. Good-looking men.
You never see Amish. That's because they have their own tech trade show.
No way!
Yes, they do.
What's it called?
Oh, gosh. This particular one they're talking about is the Buckeye Tool Expo in Dalton, Ohio.
Are there pictures?
There's a picture. That's Amish.
There are lights in that building.
There are lights. Now, Amish people go to these to check out the latest power tools that circumvent their self-imposed rules.
Really?
Yeah, they get everything from power drills to table saws. There are over 100 retailers at the show, all showing off tech suitable for the Amish. That means that compressed air tools are a common feature, which means they needn't collude with the devil and use 120 volts, as well as electricity-free lighting solutions, by which we mean skylights.
Oh, my God.
So basically, they go and see skylights and compressed air tools because they can't use electricity.
There's a market for that. I did not know that.
You know what I just realized when I was getting this story? Final Fantasy X, everyone besides the Albed are Amish. They think technology is evil.
Yeah.
Although, unlike the Amish, they have a reason to believe that, because a big monster comes and attacks them.
No, please, no.
But they're Amish. They're straight up Amish.
What if that's what the Amish believe and nobody knows? If we use the electricity, Josiah, that fucking robot's coming.
They're saving us. We don't even know it.
Yeah. God, look at them. Hey, what'd you think of that awesome email I sent you? I saw you made a Facebook post about it.
Yeah, we have it. It'll actually be the last story. Yeah, I go to my email, or our email, and I look, and all I see is from Andy. Title, oh my God, yes. And I'm like, this is going to be good. It's going to be real good.
Was it good? Was it?
Oh, yeah, it's good.
Expected?
I love it.
Yeah. Oh, it's so full of yummy.
You know what's great is now that we've become superstars, I check our email more.
Yeah.
And I feel very important doing it. Like, fucking checking the email.
Do we ever get emails?
We get a lot of updates from like, oh, hey, you got a direct message on Twitter and stuff like that. Or,
all right.
Lately, it's been like, you know, hey, we want to swap promos. And,
oh, yeah. Hey. So, all right.
That's why I just feel like, oh, fuck yeah, check an email.
That's awesome. Put it on my phone, check it on the go.
Because I used to only check it on Sundays before the podcast to see what stories you sent me. But now I check it more often because occasionally we get an email. So
all right, cool.
I'm like, yeah.
Cool.
I feel really important when I do that. God, something's going on.
Checking the mail.
Andy, there has been a rash of sexting in the FBI.
Yeah.
Lots of sexting.
That's awesome.
Now, they get Bureau-issued BlackBerries. So they're doing this on their BlackBerries.
Yeah, why would you sext via the FBI's provided BlackBerry?
And the best thing about this article from Huffington Post is there are examples. Those are the examples.
Oh, I thought they were pictures.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, hold on. Why are you talking?
I'm going to read these. You don't really have to.
Oh, you're going to read all of them?
Yeah, there's only 2, 4, 6, 8.
Oh, okay, no biggie then. Continue.
One of the things that happened was an employee emailed a nude photograph of herself to her ex-boyfriend's wife. Ex-boyfriend and wife reported the incident to local police. The employee failed to cease contact with the ex-boyfriend and wife after twice being ordered to do so. She got a 10-day suspension.
So
on her phone, she sent a naked picture of herself to her ex-boyfriend's wife.
Wow.
Yep.
She had some revenge shit coming.
Yeah. An employee used a personal cell phone to send nude photographs to several other employees. 10-day suspension. How does that work?
Yeah.
Like, when we were working at Panera, think if someone was just like, oh, gosh, I got about 10 people from Panera on my phone. Here's a naked picture of me.
Yeah.
Like, think how that would have went down.
Yeah.
Like, people at work would be like, dude, what the fuck? But for some reason, it's cool in the FBI. 10-day suspension.
Loki, what'd you do last night?
Oh, don't.
I made a mistake.
I had to go to the bathroom. Employee visited a massage parlor and paid for a sexual favor from a masseuse. Apparently, it was more of like a text to someone. Like,
oh,
dude,
like,
guess what
bro.
I did? Yeah.
All right.
During an argument with a spouse, employee broke spouse's e-reader in half and pointed an unloaded gun at a dog's head while the dog was sitting up in the spouse's lap. I don't know what this has to do with sexting, but it's in the story. I guess now we're just going on to weird things FBI agents do.
Oh, all right.
Employee was involved in a domestic dispute at mistress's apartment requiring police intervention. Employee refused to relinquish his weapon, making it necessary for the officers to physically subdue him.
Oh, my God. These people help keep us safe.
An employee hit a recording device in a supervisor's office. He got fired. Employee used a stranger's lost or stolen debit card to purchase gasoline and attempted on repeated occasions to withdraw money from the person's bank account at 2 ATM machines. Employee was caught on surveillance video. He was fired.
These people protect us.
Then the worst one. When caught in a sting operation, employee admitted to purchasing and viewing DVDs of naked boys.
Oh.
He was fired.
Oh, man. That sucks. You done goofed.
All right, Andy, you ready to go into news?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Let's do it.
Time for the main event.
Let's get it on!
It's time for the three-hit combo newscast.
Let's go for the goal, Johnny.
I wonder what Skyler's doing with his new friends.
Oh, yeah, he's having fun in Chicago without us.
Yeah, we're not even there.
He probably didn't even
invite us to Chicago.
He probably doesn't even listen to us anymore.
You know what?
I bet he does.
I doubt it. You know what? He won't even hear this. Skyler, if you hear this, I'm calling you out.
Yeah. Skyler, if you hear this, send us each 3 exclamation points.
I wonder if he did his open mic night yet.
Oh, yeah. That'd be fun.
I told him to drop the podcast or he's dead to me. Like at the end, be like, all right, I'm done. List a 3 combo.
Woo!
All right, Andy. New law in Montana allows motorists to eat the animals they kill with cars.
Oh, all right. I don't have a proper response to that. Besides, okay.
You know what I find is, it sounds really weird being like, okay, you know, if you bring home something, you're like, this was my roadkill.
Yeah.
But when you think about it, like, if you hit a deer with a car and you just picked it up and put it in your trunk, how bad could that deer really be?
What do you mean?
Like, and then, how gross could it really be?
True.
Because, I mean, if you went hunting, you shoot it and it falls in the mud. Yeah. You know, you still got to clean it regardless. Now, decaying roadkill, that's another thing. Yeah. If you don't know how long it's been there, that's a whole other thing. But if you hit it yourself, like, and then just be like, oh, fuck, I'm taking this home, and then throw it in the back of your trunk.
Yeah. I guess it
can't be that bad.
I don't know. Montana hasn't done anything bad as a state, so I guess, cool, go for it. That's not a bad law.
Here it is. Do it. The bill, which passed 19-2, allows deer, elk, moose, and antelope that have been killed by a car to be harvested for food.
Could you imagine hitting a fucking moose? Those things are huge.
Yeah, that would fucking suck.
That would fuck your car up more than that moose would be fucked up.
Yeah.
The moose would probably be dead, but not as fucked up as your car would be.
Representative Steve Lavin, who introduced the bill, initially included all animals, but he had to eliminate sheep, bobcats, and bears.
I'm eating bobcats, Nat!
He was going to offset any financial incentive to intentionally hit them.
Oh, okay. That's a smart idea, actually. That'd be dangerous after a while.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Well, and then I was thinking about it, like, if you're going to kill something with your car, like, it pretty much has to be on the road.
Yeah.
You can't, like, go in the go forest off with road. Your car.
Get a Jeep and just start fucking just hitting.
But still, I understand it because you can get money for, you know, hey, here's a bobcat paw or something like that. So it would eliminate the incentive to be like, oh, dude, there's a bobcat on the road.
Wow.
Now, the Montana Department of Transportation reported more than 1,900 wild animal vehicle crashes in 2011. Wow. And nearly 7,000 carcasses were collected from the side of the road.
Wow.
Before the bill passed, Lavin said the highway patrol would call food banks to pick up the roadkill carcasses. Even though that was in violation of the law.
Oh!
Usually when we call them, they are not available or they aren't logistically able to come out and get it. See, that's the opposite of what I said. Like I said, I understand if, like, you personally hit it and we're like, well, I guess we're having deer tonight.
Yeah.
Some venison, all right, throw it in. But if someone calls you and be like, dude, come pick this up. It's on the side of the road. It's perfect. I'd be like, fuck no. I don't know how long it's been there. No.
Oh.
Gross.
Yeah. Man.
Especially because, and then you wouldn't know what it is. You know, the food bank, like, they'd be like, dude, come pick up this squirrel. In my college psychology class, we got to watch how to make squirrel melts.
The fuck is that?
It's pretty much squirrel meat with cheese on it.
Okay.
It was something about, like, you know, what may seem weird to you is not weird to someone else. And so this lady, I mean, straight up cooking show, she was into this, like, squirrel melts.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Andy, a brawl broke out at a New Hampshire bingo center.
Yes. Dude, oh my God. Bingo players are fucking serious shit. When I first turned 18, you can gamble in Minnesota when you're 18. Okay. So we went to, and all they have up there are like Indian casinos or Native American casinos.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I've heard both that they don't like being called Native Americans. And they like being called Indians, but then I've also heard the opposite. So
I just know for a fact that they hate the term Redskin, and we have a football team literally named the Redskins. That's like the most offensive name.
It should just be called the Buccaneers. Anyways, so we went there, and we played bingo because that's what my grandparents like to play. And there was one guy at the end of our table, like we were at one end, he was at the other. If people sat in a two-seat range around him, he would get security, like he would get the manager, complain, and have them moved even if they weren't being disruptive or anything. And every time he would lose, he would just fucking throw his shit all over the place and yell and cuss.
Jesus.
This dude was serious bingo playing.
Dude, it's just bingo.
Yeah.
Well, officers in Portsmouth, New Hampshire responded to a call this past Friday afternoon of someone pushing and shoving over the sale of Avon products. It seems that one woman, a regular bingo player, was upset that the other woman had set up a table to sell Avon products. The altercation appears to have been started over the fact that one resident was upset by another selling and distributing Avon products during the scheduled bingo event.
Wow. Wow.
The officers broke up the bingo brawl only to get a call 2 hours later when one of the women said she'd like to press charges.
Oh, my God.
Officers are still investigating whether an assault actually occurred and whether she can press charges. It may have just been a scuffle.
Have you ever seen that animated GIF? It's kind of in, it's in some sort of political housing.
Okay.
There's a bunch of people there. I think it's a courthouse, actually.
Okay.
This lady's walking by. She just taps the paper on the back of this lady's head, and that lady just goes down.
Yeah.
I bet it was like that.
She flopped worse than, like, a soccer player.
Yeah.
Because they flop all the time.
Yes.
Or worse than Dwayne Wade. I saw the worst animated GIF of Dwayne Wade. He goes to take a shot, and he misses the shot, and he looks fine. He's on his backside on the ground, and he looks over at the ref touching his eye going, "Come on, man." It's like, what? You didn't get hurt.
Soccer players are real drama queens, dude.
Dude, yeah, soccer players flop at everything.
I don't...
If you just, like, look up soccer players flopping, you could find some of the stupidest stuff.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah.
And soccer as a sport...
Bores the hell out of me.
Yeah.
I don't understand why the world likes that so much. I guess I'm a stupid American or something, but it's just like, I watch and I'm like, this?
Like, yeah, soccer... Football's entertaining to watch. It's entertaining. It's a bunch of dudes just beating the shit out of each other and throwing a ball.
Well, that and like rugby. Rugby's fun to watch.
But just something about soccer.
It's just not fun.
Yeah.
Nothing happens.
Yeah. Oh, the high score today was 4 in our soccer game.
All right, Andy. Lisa Steed, who is a Utah State trooper, she actually won Trooper of the Year in 2007. She apparently has a knack for catching people driving under the influence. She's skilled at it. She finds people, and she's just like, I know that guy's driving under the influence. Apparently, a lot of her DUI reports are bogus. She pulls people over. They pass the test, and she still charges them with DUI.
Oh, man. That's a no-no.
She has been fired. She was fired from the Utah Highway Patrol, and she and her former superiors are facing a lawsuit in which some of those that she had arrested alleged she filed bogus DUI reports.
Oh, my. That is bad for the police station, dude.
Yeah. Michael Coate, a now-retired aircraft logistics specialist in Hill Air Force Base, said he nearly lost his security clearance and his job because of this. Steed stopped him because he was wearing a Halloween costume and booked him, even though 3 breathalyzers showed he had no alcohol in his system.
Oh, man.
He had to spend $3,800 and take 4 days off work to get his DUI charge dismissed.
Dude, that chick sounds like one of those bitch cops that's just like, get out. Just instantly, she walks up, she's like, get out.
Get out, put your hands on the car.
Yeah.
I'm going to search your car.
Yeah, like, all right.
No.
Yeah, no.
I have probable cause. Why? You're driving a car.
I do not. Oh, cops.
Andy, according to police in Pennsylvania, 27-year-old Ashley Trimmer assaulted her live-in boyfriend over an altercation over a Facebook post this past Wednesday. She assaulted him with a Furby.
newer old Furby, because the old ones are built like bricks.
It looks like this one's a newer Furby.
All right. Is there a picture of the Furby?
There is literally. Oh, well, I guess it's similar to the one in the pictured here.
That actually is the old Furby.
Is that an old Furby?
Yeah, that's the new ones have like an LCD screen on their tummy or something. Yeah.
Why do they still make Furbies?
I don't know. I guess it's a big thing now. My cousin's kid. What would be my cousin's kid?
Is that your second cousin?
It's got to be my second cousin then. My cousin got her his daughter a new Furby, and it hooked up to my iPhone and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Taking all your information off of it.
Yeah, probably. Downloading it to the Furby network.
It's a spy Furby.
Skynet.
According to the criminal complaint obtained by the Smoking Gun, 2 officers arrived at the house shared by Trimmer and her boyfriend, William Lay. After receiving a report of a domestic dispute, Lay told the responding officers that Trimmer first threw a Furby at him, striking him on the right side of his face, before lobbing a Sony PlayStation controller at the other side of his head. The latter injured lay causing some bleeding, as the report states. Now, in cases of domestic assault that result in injury, officers are required to make an arrest no matter how minor the harm. So she was arrested and put on $2,000 bail.
I want to know what the Facebook thing said.
I wonder if the smoking gun has it. Should I take a look? Oh, they don't have a link to it. I guess I'm not going to search for it.
Oh, okay.
If I find it, I'll post it on the Facebook page. I'll post it just as me saying it. Not a link to
I'll
it
know.
Or anything.
I'll know.
Yeah. A Florida man has been arrested. Oh, shit. Hold on. Andy, guess where we're going? Bitch, you'll never guess. You will never guess where we're going.
Amsterdam.
No, we're going to Florida.
Damn it!
A Florida man has been arrested for making his kids ride a manatee.
What? That sounds... He should get a fucking gold star. That's awesome.
Manatees are for looking, not touching, Andy. Even people who lack common sense should have learned that, Andy.
I would ride a fucking manatee.
After Anna Gloria Garcia Gutierrez.
Oh, that's a long
name. Yeah. This lady turned herself in for attempting to ride a manatee in the Tampa Bay area. Now, the story says that should have been a warning to people, but apparently it was not. Ryan William Waterman, a 21-year-old Fort Pierce man, has been arrested for posting pictures online of his two young children riding a manatee calf. During a trip to Taylor Creek, Waterman and his two daughters encountered a manatee. Yes, there is a picture. Waterman posted pictures of the manatee harassment on Facebook.
Oh, poor guy. He kind of looks like he's out of water there, actually.
He looks very far out of water. Yeah. He looks in very, very shallow water. Apparently, someone who saw the picture on Facebook contacted authorities. According to the Palm Beach Post, Waterman has now been arrested for violating Florida Manatee Sanctuary Act.
Oh, yeah, they are endangered dudes.
Yeah.
They're so cute sometimes.
They keep getting hit by boats.
I'm just the manatee.
Oh, I'm the manatee. That's ever since the Jim Gaffigan bit on manatees. Every time I see a story about a manatee, I just think, I'm a manatee. I've got a layer of blubber to keep me warm in the ocean.
Yeah, what up, a sea cow?
All right, and this is the story you gave me, so this is from Anil.
Here comes, people. This is goody.
A woman was shot by an oven while trying to cook waffles.
It gets better.
She was shot by the oven. An 18-year-old Florida woman was only slightly injured this past week when she was shot by her friend's oven. Alea Walker was visiting a friend in St. Petersburg Monday when they decided they wanted some late-night waffles. I like how they say late-night waffles, but this happened at 9 p.m.
That's late night, man, for old people.
That's not late. She's 18.
I wonder if they were high.
18 and 25.
Hey, man, you want some waffles? Fuck yeah.
Well, so Walker began to preheat the oven, unaware that her friend, J.J. Sandy, who was 25, was storing a magazine for his 45 caliber Glock 21 in the oven.
Which, if people don't know, a 45 bullet's pretty darn big.
He stored it in the oven. Yes. What was his reasoning?
That caught me right there. I'm like, yes, 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 Florida.
The magazine exploded about 9 p.m. Eastern time, spraying casing fragments at high speed and striking Walker. She managed to pick some of the fragments out of her leg and chest and then took a bus to the hospital where she was treated and released.
Her friend wouldn't fucking take her?
Maybe he didn't have a car.
Dude.
Sandy told police he stored the gun in a drawer, but stored the magazine in the oven. The gun is in the drawer. The magazine is in the oven. Four rounds were in the 13-capacity magazine, he said. Now, gun and ammunition references indicate that 45 caliber bullets commonly used in Glocks can explode at temperatures as low as 280 degrees or even lower. Sandy stated that he does not have a temperature gauge on the oven, so he estimates the temperature based on how far the knob is turned.
Oh my god, dude. That would be the farthest thing from my mind to store my ammunition for a weapon in.
Maybe he uses the ammunition to determine the temperature. If the bullets go off, it's warm enough, man. It's over 280 degrees.
He just stands there with the trash can lid in front of the oven like, no, no.
Or like a riot shield. Just waiting.
Pop. All right, it's good to go, guys. Put the turkey in.
Sandy was not charged because he had a proper concealed weapons permit. I guess it makes sense. They don't tell you not to store your ammunition in the oven.
It's true, but that should be common sense.
It should be common sense.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, it is not.
Dude.
I mean, come on. storing your ammunition in the oven, 2013. I sure hope you guys don't do this.
Which also...
Not putting your bread in the fridge. Do you go to 4chan anymore?
Yeah.
You're not picking up on these. Not putting your bread in the fridge?
I
Costanza face? That JPEG?
No.
I Shiggy? No. DDT? No. All right, go on.
Sorry, it's been a while.
It's old, too, so I guess it's been a while for me, too, but maybe not as long as you.
Fuck, you just derailed me there.
Go back. Bread in the fridge.
No.
Magazines in the oven. Bullets, ammunition, Costanza face.
No, nope, it's gone.
Damn it, fuck.
I know, it was a good one,
God
too.
Damn it.
I'm sorry. Right at the end. And that's all for us. Wait!
You're going to call me at like 11 o'clock. Yeah. I remembered.
Damn.
Put this phone conversation to the podcast.
It's already uploaded. Darn it,
all right, Andy, that will be our final story for news and the final story for this episode of the podcast. He's got it, all right.
All right, sorry, guys. I've never made waffles in the oven. I always use a toaster.
Yeah, that's a great point. I was thinking that, too, the first time I read it.
Yeah.
Who makes waffles in the oven?
Yeah, that's what I was like,
it's,
too.
It's
like,
either waffles. The toaster or, like, a waffle maker, right?
Yeah.
Waffle maker if you're really fancy.
Yeah.
Just use the batter.
We have a waffle maker.
We have a waffle maker, too. I found it this morning.
Oh, nice. You know what I wouldn't mind? I know it's one of those, like, you use twice a year things, but a crepe maker. I like crepes.
That's, yeah. We have like a fryer.
Ooh,
like you make like fries and stuff like that. That's another thing we use like once a year. And a bread maker. We use that like once a year.
I think we still got a bread maker somewhere. No biggie.
You know what I've always wanted to make? Is egg rolls. But I hear they're a pain in the ass to make.
You could do the easier version, spring rolls. It's a little less.
I can't do that, Andy. I got to make egg rolls, not spring rolls.
Matt and Andy make egg rolls.
We should have a cooking show.
Tom and I did a cooking show once. It was horrible.
Was it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
I mean,
well, have you learned from that experience?
Yeah.
All right, let's do a cooking show.
Yeah. It.
Yeah. We should have a chili cook-off.
Dude. All right.
A bacon cook-off.
Bacon cook-off.
Let's have a bacon cook-off.
You are more skilled at bacon than I am.
Let's make our own bacon. I almost made my own bacon once.
Do you have to go kill the pig?
No, I didn't have to go kill the pig. That's what everyone says when I said I almost made my own bacon. When you make your own hamburgers, does someone go, kill a cow?
I usually do.
You just go out and strangle the cow.
Scoop its guts out, put it on a hamburger.
No, I was going to just get, you know, the hunk of meat itself from the deli. And then you cut it up and brine it and cook it. It takes like a week.
A week?
Yeah.
Did you know that Tabasco sauce takes 3 years to make?
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Did you know that I saw it on fucking American Pickers that they made a 3-liter bottle of Tabasco sauce?
Ooh.
It was like a, it was unopened. It was like a promotional item.
Ooh. Dude, there's some cool promotional items out there. Mm-hmm. If you can get your hands on it, there's some cool shit.
Indeed, Andy. We should have a sweet promotional item for 3A Combo. Here's Skylar's poster that's still hanging up.
Here's a Skylar bobblehead.
Skylar bobblehead. Awesome.
I'm sorry. It's gone.
Again, Andy?
I know. I'm sorry. It's been a long day. I've been up since two. Four.
Shit.
Four this morning.
I've been up since two.
In the afternoon.
No, I got up at like 12:30.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah. All right, that's going to do it for this episode. Remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3@combopodcast, twitter.com/3@combopc.
We do use it.
We do use it. That's number 3. PC stands for podcast. Find us on Stitcher Radio. Find us on YouTube, youtube.com/3@combopodcast, and gpxgaming.net.
And sometime this week, I got around to finally doing it. I have an emulator for it, but I'm going to play one of my top 5 games I've ever played. So I'm going to stream it. Beyond Good and Evil. It's a PS2 game.
Oh yeah,
but it's made by Michael Ansel, which I think he's a very good developer. But it's probably one of the best games I've ever played story wise.
Awesome.
So I'm excited to play it.
And I will be streaming The Walking Fields again. I haven't in the past week.
That's all right. You've been down.
Yeah.
You're feeling kind of cruddy.
Yeah, I was feeling cruddy.
That's a word I don't use a lot. Crud.
Yeah, that died. Yeah, it died for me in like third grade. But, yeah, more Walking Fields. Andy will be streaming his game. prank calls. I released a bunch of prank calls.
That is this week. We'll schedule it sometimes.
On YouTube, you can check out some of this. Most of them are pre-3 hit combo, but they're so hilarious, I just can't let them sit on my external hard drive.
Man, if we could do it during the day, that would open it up so much.
That would open it up, because all the times I've ever done prank calls have been at night, because that's the only time I can get everyone together, and then every place is closed. Yeah. So it's like, hey, let's call Walmart again.
Yeah. All right.
So yeah.
We'll talk. We'll chat.
We
work Thursday?
We will end this episode eventually.
All right. Matt.
Do you have any more ideas?
Nope.
Okay, because I ran out.
All right.
So, bye.
Oh. No, I'm kidding. Go.
All right.
Bye.